from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run! Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrecht and Tommy Kester.
Welcome in, everybody, to Sports Daily.
Hey, welcome in to yourself.
Yes, the Chiefs are front of mind right now because it's the All-Star break and because they reported yesterday.
We hear
from Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. So we're gonna take you through all of that today on the show. We'll talk about the All-Star game as well. But yeah, look, the Chiefs are they're trying to get to 3, and I thought they said some really interesting things yesterday that we'll certainly dig into today. Also coming up today, we're going to have Kevin Saul. We expect to have our bi-weekly interview just ahead of the TBT, which should be a lot of fun there. Charles Koch Arena getting ready to rock and roll. We'll have Connor Frankamp on from the Aftershocks tomorrow on the program. We'll also get the latest on the Dam Jam out in Goddard a little bit later in the show as they're getting ready for a big concert event as well. We'll give away some NBC World Series tickets today, and we'll give away some HTO. Welcome in, everybody. Jad Chambers, man in the IHOP hotline for us at 869-1240. Paul getting fueled up with some Prairie Fire coffee.
Yeah, right morning, here, baby.
Which we always appreciate.
I've got it right here, man.
So you got us on Chiefs ball. We'll start there a little bit. We'll go into the All-Star game last night. So they report. I do think it should be, hopefully, I think if you're a Chiefs fan, you just sort of hope for a very boring training camp, right? One right. That we're not hearing a lot of anything. We're still waiting on Rashi Rice suspension news. We learned yesterday that Xavier Worthy should be back. Andy Reid had encouraging things to say about his injury. Probably the most concerning injury note was that Joe Tooney may start on the PUP. So there are a few things to sort through injury-wise. It'll mostly be news-making, though, the Rashi Rice thing. But I thought the tone yesterday, and it was Patrick Mahomes especially, on, yeah, they're going for a three-peat, but he and these are words coming out of his mouth, not mine. Last year wasn't fun. Right, it's always fun to win. He said, of course, the end result was there, but getting there was not as fun as it typically is for the Chiefs. Didn't enjoy themselves quite as much. You remember that regular season, you can understand why. So I think, you know, they're always, especially when you've won back-to-back Super Bowls, you have to search a little bit for your motivations at times, and they didn't have it. You know, they didn't. It's harder to find when you're just on top, and it's like, okay, well, we'll get to another one. History is the ultimate motivator this year. You're trying to do something no NFL team has ever done, and you could stake your claim as the greatest dynasty. I know the Patriots lasted longer, right? And you're not. I'm not saying we're like trying to unseat the GOAT or anything like that, but something they didn't do was get three Super Bowls in a row. The great dynasty before that, the Cowboys of the 90s, didn't get three Super Bowls in a row. Those great Steelers dynasties didn't get three Super Bowls in a row.
Yeah,
the 49ers didn't do it. Nobody did.
Paul. Well, or the original Green Bay Packers, my friend, where the dynasty started with the very first Super Bowl championship.
You have all of that. Nobody's ever been able to get it done. We know why it's so difficult. It's the NFL. Injuries happen. There's too much turnover. Like, all of these things are why partly the NFL is so successful. And here the Chiefs take their shot. So motivation will be very interesting this year. I think they have plenty of it. And I think Patrick Mahomes, Paul, set the tone yesterday with, hey, look, we didn't have a good time last year. That wasn't fun for us. They eventually got it figured out. They eventually scratched and clawed their way through it. But here we are in this season coming in, and I would tell you that the offense looks much better to me than it did a year ago. Now, the defense, the performance of it, and we keep going back to this. We talked to Mitch Holthus last week. He told us, Paul, that he thought the defense could be better. And that's I was very surprised by that because of how good the defense was a year ago. But if it is, and if the offense is, you know, better like I think it will be, then, you know, it will probably be a much more fun regular season than it was a year ago. When you're looking at this, three Super Bowls in a row, Paul, isn't it kind of just like get to the playoffs healthy? They showed you last year. They don't need home field to go win a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. They don't need any of that. I mean, it'd be nice, mm-hmm. right? It helps your chances.
Right.
But they don't have to have any of that. Mm-hmm. It's almost just like that you could play every moment of this season to set yourself up for the postseason. Now, they'd never tell you that. They'd tell you one. What do you coaches always say, Paul? One game at a time, never look ahead, you
Correct.
Know, blah, 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 blah.
Sure, sure.
Yeah. But the reality is they probably can and should. They can install things maybe in week three that help them, that they can utilize in a postseason game. They can, you know, do things that help them be healthy later in the year. It's going to be interesting with the Chiefs this year because I don't think that they will have the same sorts of regular season struggles that they had a year ago. I am of the belief that this offense will be significantly better than it was a year ago. Mm-hmm. I'm not convinced, even though I don't think there's a better expert on the Chiefs than Mitch Holthus, I'm not convinced the defense will be better than it was a year ago. But if it's even as good, which I also would be hesitant to say, I mean, that's going to be bad news for the rest of the league, Paul.
It is. And if that is really true, that will be the case. And, of course, the one thing that it looks like to me is that there's a hunger. There's not a satisfaction. A lot of times you can get to this point and you just think you're owed it. You know, you're owed this championship. You know, this is yours. You got a lot of guys coming back. You got the best player in football. I think you've upgraded in certain areas of this football team, and it would be very easy to become, you know, melancholy about the whole thing. And that doesn't work. It doesn't work on the NFL level. It doesn't work on the Wichita City League level. That's not how this works. And that's the beautiful part of this. And you're right. For a lot of teams, what's their immediate goal right now is to get to the playoffs, let alone start thinking about a Super Bowl. But look where the Chiefs are. Look where they've held, you know, getting to the playoffs.
That ain't their goal.
Yeah, that's not their goal. Getting to the playoffs doesn't quite cut it, does it? It doesn't. I like the way you phrase that.
Super Bowl or bust, right? We use that term all the time.
That is right.
It doesn't actually apply most of the time. Like, most of the time, it's not championship or bust. Most of the time, it's have a great season, mm-hmm. right? And you know, as fans, there are fan bases and circumstances where it feels that way. Like the Jets may feel that way. But the reality is, if the Jets come in and win two playoff games, they're going to feel pretty good about what they did. Mm-hmm. Now, they will have wanted to win a Super Bowl. But when you look at the Chiefs, it's as real of a Super Bowl or bust as we've ever had. If they don't win the Super Bowl this year, it will be a disappointment. Mm-hmm. They could get to the Super Bowl and lose on a last-second field goal. Mm-hmm. It will be a disappointing season.
Right.
There's only one singular goal, and it's history. And it's for everybody. Inside the locker room, yeah, they always want to win a champ. But you're talking about everybody mm-hmm. now thinks of it that way. Mm-hmm. They've got a chance at history. Mm-hmm. Paul, you can't guarantee me we'll have back to back. How long? I mean, it took us what, 20 years to take another swing at a back to back, even just getting the opportunity to win a third straight.
Right.
Like, this league is ripe with parity, and that's even with all of those years of Brady's greatness.
Mm-hmm. Boy,
right? All of these years of Mahomes' greatness, mm-hmm. and you still how it's rare to even have the chance at it.
Right. But I love the point that you made. You made such a great subtle point. You may not even realize the point you made. So let me build off of it just a little bit. And that is, you said, well, you know, for a lot of teams, it'll be, you know, if you can get to the second round, third round of the playoffs, if you can event, and you think to yourself, yeah, but you don't win a Super Bowl championship. But you know what you do? You put the mindset of championships in your brain. You say, you know something, we got this far. We can go. It's something to build on. Let me put it this way. You know, the expectations between the Kansas City Chiefs. Let me pick out a mediocre team or a good team, something, not the worst team, but maybe a good team. How about the Cleveland Browns? You think the expectations for a season are different. They're different in the thinking. They're different in the way they approach things. Or maybe the Indianapolis Colts. Or pick a team that's sort of any team in the middle. It doesn't really matter.
So.
Yeah. I know so.
But you know, the players and the coaches aren't thinking that way. They're trying to think championship or bust. But reality is not that.
No.
Right.
No,
Everybody's reality is different.
Can't get past the reality.
You know, in Buffalo. In
well, that's a different you know,
perhaps
situation.
Cincinnati.
Oh, well, that's
the Jets,
a different situation.
Kansas City, San right. Francisco.
Well, yeah,
and maybe like Philadelphia. Like okay. That's and that,
maybe
Dallas,
that's all.
As much
maybe,
as that's fine.
Maybe Dallas.
Yeah.
No, throw Dallas
but,
in.
But
go
that's,
ahead.
But that's you know those teams are looking at it like that's their next step. There's a lot of teams that would feel like they had great years even if they don't win a Super Bowl. I just think the Chiefs. It's interesting because. When there is no like room for variance in what the expectation is from anybody, how do you find motivation for that in week two? You know, like how do you not look to that ultimate goal? And the Chiefs are good at doing that. But I thought it was really interesting yesterday. To me, the most interesting thing that came out of camp was Patrick Mahomes basically saying last year was not fun. Because they struggled through the regular season. And I think that is the easy place to go, and I think that sets the tone right there. If Patrick Mahomes is saying that to the media, you know he's saying that inside that locker room. Like, we can't play with fire like that again. We're fortunate to get out of that. We have to be better early if we want to get to where we're going. And I think they're a better team than they were a year ago. Now, do all the circumstances come together like they did a year ago? Who knows? That's what makes it so unpredictable in the NFL. It is so wild and crazy. But if you're looking for motivation early on, what are we at, July 17th? That's a pretty good place to start. And you know what's interesting about it? You hear things where you sort of roll your eyes like, okay, yeah, you won back-to-back Super Bowl championships. But I'll bet if we pulled 10 out of 10 people that watched Chiefs games last year, They'd agree. Yeah, that regular season was not fun.
Yeah.
Like, they could have been much better. So it's not even that it's fake. Like, it's very real. Like, that was not a fun ride. That wasn't a fun experience for most of last season. You know, it ended in a good place. But my God, like, that, it was rough in the regular season.
Yeah.
It took people like me trying to calm people down for 2 months. Like,
right.
Hey, everybody. Like, they're going to be okay. They'll be all right.
The ride,
panic.
The ride is supposed to be fun, Jacob. The ride is supposed to be good.
It is when you're the Chiefs. I mean, that's kind of who, that's kind of what they are. We'll get more into it. Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes both talking yesterday. We'll take you through some of what they had to say and dig in a little bit. Training camp really gets sort of fully going this weekend, as does the TBT. We'll have Kevin Saul, Wichita State Athletic Director, on. He can look ahead from a, you know, sort of from an administrative perspective and from a Wichita State perspective of what that tournament means, how it's looking. We'll also have Connor Frankamp on tomorrow from the Aftershocks to talk about that as well. Big event coming up this weekend. All right, we're going to get into the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. We'll look ahead to the Royals, you know, unofficial second half. We know they're more than halfway there, but this is that break of the Major League Baseball season. We've got all of this. We're connected. We're ready to roll. The IHOP hotline is open at 869-1240. It is Sports Daily, and we're coming right back right after this. All right, welcome back in, everybody. Sports Daily, Jacob Albrock, Paul Savage with you on this Wednesday. We are connected and ready to roll. Thanks for jumping in with us on KFH, of course, driving around, listening to us. If you ever hop out of your car and need to keep us going, you can go to the Odyssey app, odyssey.com, and check it out. If you're by a computer at work, by your smart TV, of course, we welcome you in from 12 News Connected. Glad to be with you. However it is you take in the show, apologies if you're just getting your first look at Mr. Savage over there. Man, I do love the Hawaiian shirt, though, Paul. I'm a Hawaiian shirt guy.
Yeah. All you women over 60, control yourself. Just, you know,
easy.
Come on. Take
easy
it easy.
Easy there, ladies.
Take it easy, ladies. I mean, thank you, Jacob. Yeah. Thanks for having my back.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, I got to do one thing. You know something? It's been so darn hot. You notice the heat here lately? It has been hot. We need to get, could we get like one of those? My mom's got this big jug where it says tea on it. It's ceramic, has a little spout. Can we get, is there a way that I could bring that down here to the studio and set that up and have you keep it full of H2O iced tea? I mean, come on.
Yeah,
we've got to do something. We've got to do something. What can we do? You got to figure this out.
Let's help folks out. Let's give away some HTO right now.
Okay.
Let's do our text to win contest. We'll start it with HTO today, and we'll do it right now. You can text the keyword T to short code 20357. You can enter once per day. What that'll get you is a free iced tea, which you can get fulfilled at either Wichita location, east or west, or in Derby, more than 20 flavors to choose from. Or you can get some hot or iced coffee on these hot days, free rain coffee. And you can do that as well. You'll get one of each, tea, coffee, right now. Text the keyword tea to short code 20357.
Yeah.
Good luck, everybody.
Got a question for Jad real quick before we get off this.
Sure.
Has anybody ever texted in and spelled it T-E? You know something? Because of golf, you know, I would probably spell that T-E-E. Now, if you spell T-E-E, is it okay? Will they still win, Jacob? Is that the rules?
Yes, they will. I believe so. Good. There's a couple of alternate words just in case people get it wrong.
But good. Okay.
Because
I would get it wrong. I would spell it T-E-E just because of golf, you know.
Yeah. No, T-E-A.
Okay.
As in
all right.
You know, because we're giving away T. All right. So, All-Star Game, Paul. Where's Major League Baseball's All-Star Game for you?
Well,
are you in? Were you tuned in? Are you in and out? How do you feel about it?
Well, I watched the first few. And by the way, who wouldn't tune in to watch Paul Skenes? I mean, I'm tuning in. I'm in on this guy. And interestingly enough, I know you probably remember this, but remember when we were in the first week or two of season and you brought him up to me and I said, well, you know, I'm just not familiar. You know, I've heard of him, but I really don't know much about him, you know, and I'm a believer now. Boy, he was in command, you know, very nice one inning. I mean, come on, I wanted to see more. I'm not going to lie to you. I wanted to
But
I get
the
it.
The Pirates may have stormed the field if they did any more than what they did.
That's right. I know that. But, I mean, there was a day, and you and I are old enough to remember, there was a day guys would go 2, 3, 4 innings. But we've also seen games where, you know, you start running out of pitchers. We've seen that before as well, haven't we? But I'd like to have seen him more. He was, I think, for me, the highlight of the game, and there you go, first inning, my highlight's gone. Although there were some great moments, you know.
I mean, Shohei had a bomb.
Had a bomb, and that was a big bomb, and And it was fun. I liked the uniform. I really liked the uniforms. I liked the logo of every team on the cap. There was a lot about the game I enjoyed. And by the way, I'll just say this. Congratulations to Major League Baseball. You've kept an All-Star game as much like a regular game as anybody else. I mean, look at the NFL. They don't even do it. Basketball, Jacob. I refuse. If you tell me you're going to fire me unless I watch, you know, I may let you fire me if you say you got to watch the NBA All-Star game. I may quit because I'm not doing it.
I agree baseball is the most watchable and perhaps the only watchable. Certainly the only one I'm ever tuning into. I get more joy probably these days out of the Derby. I think the Derby is great. I think it's the best all-star thing that happens every year. But Major League Baseball's all-star game is good because they can play it at full speed, right? There's no risk or anything else. You just play. You play the way you always play. Right. And that's why I think that's a part of the reason it's always been really good. One of the other parts is there's nothing, literally nothing else happening. It has always had the stage to itself. And so it's great. Yesterday you had the Derby, then the Derby was sort of swallowed up by the poor performance of the national anthem, and that sort of took the headlines, which I'm not sure that's all, you know, bad news for Major League Baseball. People were talking about the home run derby for that reason, but they were, and good luck to that young woman, and as she, you know, tries to get some help. She says she was drunk and is going to rehab now, which I don't know, Paul. I've had a few late night karaoke's in my day, and I feel like it made me perform better, right?
at least
in my own head. But no, for real. Good luck to her and her recovery. I hope that goes okay. It certainly explains some things. But that was sort of that became the headline from the home run derby, even though I thought the derby itself was incredible. Mm-hmm. But you got your Royals. Cole Reagans looked good. You got Royals into the game. Everything was there for you in the All-Star game. It was a close game as they typically are. That also helps with the All-Star game, as they're usually pretty close. And I think for what these exhibitions are, baseball gets it the most right. I think they have the most fanfare for sure. And I think there's a lot of reasons for it. It's a break in the season is certainly one of those reasons. But it is still fun, I think, Paul, if you're a fan of a team, to watch the All-Star game to try and see your player play.
Sure.
And we do want to see Paul Skenes take on some of the big league's best pitchers. We do want to see Shohei Ohtani hit a massive home run in the game. Like we get all of that out of that game, and that makes it fun. And I appreciate it for what it is. It's by far the best of the exhibitions.
Right.
But last night was good. The American League wins, which, you know, is the way it should be. We all feel good about that.
They were
slight favorites in the game. I didn't bet anything in the All-Star game, by the way. It went slightly over 7.5. The All-Star game is not typically a lot of runs scored. Mm-hmm. How about here's a couple. I don't know, because nobody ever sees him. The A's have a closer, a young kid named Mason Miller. Threw it 103.6 miles an hour in the All-Star game.
Right.
Fastest pitch, hardest pitch they've ever had in the All-Star game.
Right, yeah.
How awesome is that?
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, there were guys nibbling around 100 all night long. There were, well, not a lot of guys, but I mean, you know, 100 was being nibbled at, but this guy was breaking the sound barrier on that, and that was really interesting to see, wasn't it?
It was. And he had Skenes. I thought you said that was your number one takeaway.
That's what I wanted to see.
1-2-3 inning. But he got Soto and Judge, which is what everybody wanted to see.
Yeah.
So that was really cool. It was great. It was great. And we had everything we wanted. And you know, I think Shohei's home run was probably the thing for me. He's still the king of baseball, and will be. But there are a lot of other exciting things happening in baseball, whether it's Skenes, whether it's a guy like Miller showing people some of the juice that young and Bobby Witt Jr. in the home run derby.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby Witt Jr. in the home
That's
run
right.
derby.
That's right. Bobby Witt Jr.
You know,
was good.
Is everybody has the same idea and thoughts that hey, this thing's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
And it's going to be the future of baseball is bright, right?
That's right. And of course, what's going to be fun is to watch the next couple of weeks, because the next couple of weeks we're going to see some teams buying. We're going to see some teams selling. We're going to see some teams, you know, doing what they got to do to get get into the pennant or to win a pennant. We're going to see some teams. And, you know, the question is going to be, there's going to be teams that have to ask themselves the question, are we buyers or are we sellers? Or are we one of those teams that's just going to kind of, you know, play it cautious and stay where we are? It'll be very interesting to see where some teams end up, what some teams end up doing. And we're only 2 weeks now away from the trade deadline. Is it 2 days, 2 weeks and a day, or 2 weeks and 2 days? Whatever it's, it's right there. We're right there.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about all of that here in the second hour. We're going to take a quick pivot here. Joining us now on the program on Sports Daily, CJ Wilson, Dam Jam, coming up in Goddard now, a very famous festival. That's this weekend, the 19th and the 20th. Just a quick rundown of some of these artists. Brantley Gilbert, Stone Temple Pilots, Dustin Lynch, Jody Messina, Wheeler Walker Jr., Smile Empty Soul. All kinds of performers out there in Goddard for this two-day event. CJ Wilson in to give us a little bit of a preview here. Welcome into Sports Daily. CJ, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for having me. Things are exciting at the Dam Jam. The property looks beautifully just laid out perfectly. I just love it so much. And the grass is green and the temperatures are lovely right now.
They are.
Yeah, you're going to get good weather,
right?
Like that's
tremendous.
As we look, at least it's not 109 or whatever the feels like has been. So,
yes.
You know, CJ, what is, tell us, because this is different now. And I know it's been a roller coaster for you guys to get this set up the way it is. Just briefly, if you can, we're in Goddard now, but what can people expect that might know something about the history of this concert or maybe have never heard about it before at all?
Well, the history of the concert is, some people get us confused a little bit with Dam Music Festival, which we're not. We're a new organization that started the Dam Jam, but the State Lakes changed their ordinances or kind of what they were doing at State Lakes because they don't really need the revenue now. After COVID, everybody bought a camper. So they got rid of large events at State Lakes in Kansas. So then we went to Lake Afton, but then we got pushed out of Lake Afton, but that was for reasons of safety resources. So we gained our own safety resources, which are amazing. And Goddard opened their arms and said, hey, we can make this happen. Let's do it here. And, you know, the goal of the Dam Jam has always been tourism, like to raise money for our economy. And then, of course, we have our own nonprofit, which is Community Jam Force, UJAM, so we can. And we have, like, homeless events, and we help organizations with nonprofits. And then we also do different things like we help the veterans with Nation of Patriots. It's just a really awesome event that does a lot for the community, but it has definitely been a really, really hard ride, especially these last 9 months with everything being so different at a new location. You know, we were planning for 7 months when we took this pivot to Goddard. And so just the last few months, we've had this great opportunity to have the event in Goddard, but it's a 40-acre field that now we've turned in to beautiful green grass. We have roads. We have all kinds of great things. We have sandy beach. We have a pond with a dam. So it's really awesome what the property has turned into. And we're excited for everybody to come out and enjoy it. We do a lot of things for the community, so the entertainment there's fun. Even Tanganyika is coming out with a few animals, and that property's really been completely redone by the Cars company, the Cars Plumbing, Heat, and Air. They have been working for months on the property, cleaning it up, making it look perfect, and now we have our red, white, and blue fencing up. The big, huge, giant, like 110-foot-wide stage is here with all the screens and everything on the side, so it's going to be a really good show. If you don't have it on your schedule now, I definitely say come and check it out. And then we have a car show and a cornhole tournament on Saturday from 11 to 2 that you don't even need a ticket. You can come check things out and see the car show and the cornhole tournament. And then if you decide to stay for the concert, you can get a ticket.
So CJ, tell us then, how can people get a ticket? What do those costs look like and what does it take? You assume you guys still have some. What do people need to know and how can they get them?
They can get tickets online at thedamjam.com. We have VIP and general admission, has all the pricing online for you, and you can also buy day tickets as well. So if you can only come Friday or Saturday, you can get a day ticket. And camp or parking is completely included in that. So if you want to camp, you can camp in your car. You can get a primitive site or an electric site. Those prices are also online. And then, of course, parking and everything is included. So if you get a VIP ticket, you get VIP parking. If you get GA ticket, you get general admission parking. And it's all inclusive. We want to make it simple for the customer.
All right, CJ Wilson, Damn Jam, damjam.com. That is coming up Friday and Saturday. You're going to get great weather, and you're going to get all kinds of big-time artists. CJ, we appreciate you hopping on here, and good luck this weekend.
Hey, we appreciate you. Thank you so much for your time today. We're excited to be partnering up with you guys and excited to have you guys at the event. So thank you so much for being a part of the Damn Jam. We appreciate it.
You bet. And in the spirit of that, let's give away some tickets.
To
everything here. Yeah. So we'll try to get on that and look at that. But damjam.com is the place to be July 19th and 20th. It's the biggest party in Kansas. Again, Brantley Gilbert, Stone Temple Pilots, Dustin Lynch, Jody Messina, Wheeler Walker Jr., all kinds of big time names. So damjam.com, get that checked out. All right, let's come back. Paul, we'll wrap up this hour. We're going to look at the Royals in the second half. We're going to get back to Chiefs training camp. All kinds of good stuff for you here. It's Sports Daily. It's a Wednesday. It's all Brockton Savage. Chad Chambers driving that ship. We'll be right back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Everybody, it is Sports Daily here on KFH. Glad to be with you. Jacob Albrock, Paul Savage on this Wednesday, a midweek edition. Paul, it's you know, on the sports calendar, this is officially, unofficially, the slowest time of the sports year right now.
Right.
Right? In the days, the 2 days after the Major League Baseball All-Star break, that Wednesday and that Thursday, where you've got a chance to sort of catch your breath and get ready for, if you've got a team in the chase, like we do with the Royals, the NFL season, you'll see kind of training camps. You do get the Open Championship, the British Open, coming up this
week. It's coming up.
We get things like the TBT, which break that up for us. But these are those 2 days. So we'll take a little time in the second hour and reset our brains a little bit for a few things.
Well, it's not a totally accurate statement that this might be this. Listen, right here in our studio right now, Jad and I have on ESPN, we're watching women's water polo. So, I mean,
we do have the Olympics come. When are the Olympics starting? Well, 2 weeks. Are you in on the Olympics?
Oh, well, you know something? I want to say I will be, and I will be. There's no question I will be. But the problem is this buildup has been what seems to have been not as active as in past Olympics.
I agree.
I'm not tuned in yet. I'm not sure of anything. You know, what we know is that the men's basketball team's having problems. You know, you got guys coming and going. Guys may or may not play. I don't know.
Be fine.
You think so?
Yeah, they'll be fine.
But that, you know, other than men's basketball, if we didn't have that, what would we be talking about? Because there hasn't been a lot of conversation. Although, you know, we know there's been tryouts and there are tryouts going on. You see them on television every once in a while. But no, you're exactly right. For some reason, I am not tuned in. I'm not as hyped up. I'm not as aware of what's going on as I have been in other years. I don't know what the reason for that is. Is that me or is that the media?
No, I don't even know if it's the media.
Okay,
I don't know why. The biggest thing for me that tampers it is I don't like the time change. I have a hard time with now because we know results, we know all these things. You know, back in the old days, like you really had to look. You could watch, and if you didn't, you know, read the paper or whatever it was, you could watch and be surprised by outcomes even if they were tape delayed. Can't do that anymore. Mm-mm. So I have had a harder time with the time difference in more recent Olympics when they're not close to our time zone. So what I do, I just sort of – I'll tune into everything like late at night. But I have a harder time when I know I'm not watching something live or if I already know the result or things like that. So it is a little harder for me. I do think, though, like with my kids now, they just finished a swim season. So there'll be things in it where we can watch it and I think get some enjoyment. But it definitely isn't something like I can't think of a singular event where I'm like, oh, I can't wait to see XYZ. And that's not a knock on any of the athletes. I'll be hyped up when we get there. But I agree, the build has felt a little lower than it has in the past. I don't know why that is.
Right.
I'm not sure why that is.
Yeah, my understanding is, though, is that things are behind in terms of promotion, in terms of ticket sales. Paris is a heck of a town. I mean, that's a heck of a town.
You ever been?
I've been to France, but I've never been to Paris. I was in France once, but it wasn't Paris. If you can believe that, that sounds nuts, doesn't it? But it was.
It does sound nuts.
I went to Germany, and it was a side trip to France. But it was a lot of fun. It's a wonderful country. The people are very, very, very nice, and I really liked France a lot. But you know, right now, you know, I've read several stories on the publications that you and I both watch that things are running slow. Things are the interest in Paris does not seem to match, you know, the event, the hype of the Olympics. Things are going slow. I think there's still going to be the possibility that you're going to see some venues that aren't full. And I think that's going to be a real possibility.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's just the Olympics in general. I don't know. I generally speaking, can get behind any country versus country competition.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited about that part of it.
Is America ready? Because I'm not sure.
Yeah, I assume so. Well, I typically like the summer over the Winter Olympics. I like both, actually. I'm probably a bigger
fan.
You're
a Texas guy. You never see snow. Well, you do where you're from. That's not an accurate statement from where you're from.
You can get
20 inches of snow in one big deal, and it's blowing on top of that, blowing snow.
Yeah, it's going snows sideways.
That's right. So I guess that's – but, you know, it's going to be interesting. When it gets here, you know, we will follow it. It's always fun, and it's USA. We got pride in our country. We're going to root for our country.
It is not the same, though. I agree. It's not drop everything, and I think the time zone has something to do with that, but it is the Olympics, and we'll have fun with it, and we're excited about it. But I agree. It has felt softer, like a softer approach than in the past. I mean, we have SEC Media Days happening right now. We have training camp for the Chiefs starting. There really isn't a slow time. It's just today and tomorrow, unofficially, if you talk to people, at least in my experience in the sports media, like these are those 2 days where you do have a chance to catch your breath a little bit.
Make me a promise. Make me a quick promise.
Yeah, what's that?
We get to talk a little SEC because there's been some comments coming out of this.
Yeah, catch us up. Give us Paul's biggest takeaways from SEC Media Days.
If you don't mind, in the second hour.
No, I do.
Okay.
I don't mind. I like it. We're going to try to connect with Kevin Saul when we come back. We'll get a quick update on TBT, how that's going for Wichita State as it pertains to really all the teams. We know the aftershocks, and we're going to talk to them later this week. But we'll get that coming in the second hour as well. Look ahead a little bit for the Royals. And, yeah, I like that. Paul's going to give us his big SEC takeaways. That's all coming for you. In hour number two of Sports Daily, Jacob Albrock, Paul Savage. Don't go away.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.